Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're a true crime buff, and my husband and I are, you know about the yogurt shop murders. You know about the Austin police in their decades-long struggle to solve the murder of four young girls, including a raped 13-year-old, if you can even imagine. Those efforts to solve that crime were nationally, it's one of the most famous murders in the country, nationally so famous, they ended up putting two people in prison for those murders. Who did not do it. That's how crazy it got. And if you're a true crime buff like me, you also know about the I-40 rapist. They tried to solve that one for years too. And it just kind of fills you with awe that somebody is, and not in a good way, that somebody is out there has gotten away with this. And if you live in Greenville, you've been here for a very long time, you remember the murder of Genevieve Jenny Zetricki, that 1990 cold case, absolutely brutal, raped, murdered in her apartment, unsolved. Well, incredibly, all three of these cases, and you don't see a thing like this much happen in crime in America, collided last week when the Austin Police Department thanked the Greenville PD for helping them finally catch the yogurt shop killer. And what was so remarkable about this, and you know this, this is former police chief Ken Miller, what's so remarkable about this is that the murderer, Robert Beshears, was never even on the Austin Police Department's radar. Welcome to the show this morning. Can you hear me, sir?
Yep. Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Tara.
So it's 2018, and you do something that I've been advocating police chiefs do for many years when you were the police chief of the Greenville PD. And tell us what you did that led to, and I think Robert Beshears, you helped, you helped not catch the guy because he had died in a police shootout, but you helped us figure out who had done these serial killings. The I-40 rapes, the yogurt shop murders, the Jenny Zetricki case. Tell us how all of those got solved. And I think Robert Beshears, who you really caught here when you did this, is going to become one of America's most famous serial killers. Tell us about what happened in 2018.
Well, it had actually evolved over decades, long before I became police chief in Greenville, Tara. The Jenny Zetricki case, we had enough DNA to produce a profile, but not enough to continue work with the DNA. In the other cases out in Memphis, I think it's Portageville or a place in nearby in Missouri, another location out in that general area, there were multiple situations where at times, multiple women were secured by Brashers and shot and killed and raped or shot and survived. One woman was shot and survived as he tried to force his way into her home. There was an abundance of DNA out in that area. Our detectives got married up with some of those cases in about 2006 or 7. I believe Tim Conroy was a detective at that time working the case, and he worked very hard to try and solve it. But Brashers was not in the CODIS database, which is the FBI database for convicted offender identification system. So in any event, the long story short is the continued developments in DNA technology to the point that you had touch DNA, where you needed very, very little material to make a hit and a profile, really helped us in this case. But in addition to that, there was the development of the genealogy using the DNA database for family people used for family trees to begin to map back relationships and identify potential suspects. So if you fast forward to 2017, 2018, in 2017, we were notified that there was a connection to a Memphis rape and murder, and there was an abundance of DNA available because it was all in that area. And we began to work with...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sled to identify a profile from there, and then we worked with Parabon Nano Labs. And Parabon Nano Labs is in Reston, Virginia, and they do this work. They solved the Golden State Killer case out in California. Now, we had interest in working with Parabon Nano Labs for some time prior to the Jenny Zetricki case, because they were emerging where they were able to build sketches from DNA, and I really wanted to test that technology in addition to the genealogy. Lieutenant Jason Rampe and then Sergeant Tim Conroy worked that case for me, Jenny Zetricki's case, and suggested that we reach out to Parabon Nano Labs to do the work. Well, it was expensive, and basically we got some funding from council, special funding that city council approved to help us do this whole project. So we were grateful to the council for that. But the thrust of it was we used outside technologies and emerging technologies to really identify and narrow down who this person was. And as a result of that that work, Parabon gave us the name of Robert Brashers and said, we're 99.9% certain that this is your guy. We worked with his daughter, got a DNA profile to confirm that, almost 100% that it was Robert Brashers. And then we worked through the process of exhumation of his casket I think it was in Arkansas, and they took a tooth and a portion of his pinky finger and confirmed that it was Brashers. So it resulted in multiple cases being solved. And back then, and it's been literally about 7 years, almost to the day that we did the press conference on this case, And, you know, we tried to, I don't know that it went national or not, but we tried to get other agencies to look at their unsolved cases where you had rapes and murders of women in the Southeast. And I still would encourage agencies to do that again. So that's kind of the version of it that I can share with you. I know that it was a lot of hard work on our part. There was a lot of collaboration with many other agencies for many years, but particularly in 2017, when the technologies had just allowed us to kind of jump forward and make some things happen. But cold case was, you know, Greenville cold case was very important to me, and actually made some changes in leadership and investigations because I wasn't getting the progress I needed on cold cases. These families deserve closure, and it was an important priority of mine to bring closure to these cases, and we did several in 2017-18.
Yeah, and I just wanted you to get credit for it because it really is an amazing achievement. And yet, you get Robert Beshear's DNA, and it would be another, 7 years before the Austin PD tests it and realize that serial killer did the yogurt shop murders too. Just real quick, I'm almost out of time.
Sure.
Does it surprise you how prolific this guy was? It wasn't just Jenny Citricki, the fact that he was moving on and continuing to do this?
No, I believe there are more out there, and I certainly would not at all be surprised. I will tell you that with every advancement in DNA technology, departments need to resubmit DNA evidence that they have because they are more and more likely to get a profile and get a match and be able to solve cases. And we had that in Greenville with Alice Ryan's murder. You know, that some of that that casework, that DNA had been submitted multiple times over. So you can never look at the cases enough. You can never reconsider enough how much you might look for technology to help you move your case along.
Amen to that. Former police chief Greenville, Ken Miller, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tara.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.